This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Food Network Magazine, copyright 2026, Food Network Magazine, Inc. Today we'll continue with the article, Take a Dip. Get your summer party started with these easy recipes. Recipes by Steve Jackson, Andy Liang, and Amy Stevenson. This recipe is for Tex-Mex corn onion dip. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 3 ears of corn, 10 scallions, vegetable oil, kosher salt, sour cream, mayonnaise, dried minced onion, hot sauce, white wine vinegar, ground cumin, granulated garlic, chili powder, and tortilla and or potato chips for serving. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 3 ears of corn shucked, 10 scallions trimmed plus chopped scallions for topping, vegetable oil for brushing, kosher salt, 1 1/4 cups of sour cream, 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon dried minced onion, 1 teaspoon hot sauce, 1 teaspoon white wine vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon granulated garlic, 1/2 teaspoon chili powder, and tortilla and or potato chips for serving. Step 1. Preheat a grill to medium high. Brush the corn and scallions lightly with vegetable oil and sprinkle with salt. Grill, turning as needed, until charred at the edges and tender, 6 to 8 minutes for the corn and 2 to 3 minutes for the scallions. Let cool. Cut the corn kernels off the cobs and finely chop the scallions. Step 2. Combine the sour cream, mayonnaise, all but 1/4 cup of corn kernels, the scallions, dried onion, hot sauce, vinegar, cumin, granulated garlic, chili powder, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt in a medium bowl and mix well. Transfer to a serving bowl. Top with the reserved corn and more scallions. Serve with chips. Our next recipe is for Green Goddess Tofu Dip. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 14-ounce block of soft tofu, extra virgin olive oil, fresh parsley, fresh dill, fresh mint, fresh chives, lemon zest, plus fresh lemon juice, capers, white miso paste, kosher salt, and freshly ground pepper, and crudités for serving. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 14-ounce block of soft tofu, drained and rinsed, 6 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1/3 cup of packed fresh parsley, 1/3 cup of packed fresh dill plus more for topping, 1/3 cup of packed fresh mint, 1/4 cup of chopped fresh chives plus more for topping, 1/2 teaspoon grated lemon zest plus 3 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice, 4 teaspoon capers drained, 2 teaspoon white miso paste, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, and crudités for serving. Step 1. Firmly press the tofu between paper towels to absorb the water. Transfer the pressed tofu to a blender along with the olive oil, parsley, dill, mint, chives, lemon zest and juice, capers, miso, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and blend until smooth and bright green. Season with additional salt if needed. Step 2. Transfer to a serving bowl. Cover and refrigerate until chilled and thickened at least 1 hour. Top with more dill and chives and serve with crudités. Our next recipe is for whipped ricotta with cherry tomatoes. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Ricotta cheese, heavy cream, lemon zest, fresh thyme, kosher salt, and freshly ground pepper, extra virgin olive oil, 2 cloves of garlic, cherry tomatoes, red pepper flakes, fresh basil, and grilled baguette slices for serving. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 cups of ricotta cheese, 1/4 cup of heavy cream, 1 tablespoon finely grated lemon zest, 2 teaspoons chopped fresh thyme, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, 2 cloves of garlic thinly sliced, 1.5 cups of cherry tomatoes, 1/4 teaspoon of red pepper flakes, 1/2 cup of fresh basil, and grilled baguette slices for serving. Step 1. Beat the ricotta, heavy cream, lemon zest, thyme, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper in a large bowl with a mixer on medium-high speed until light and fluffy, about 2 minutes. Transfer to a shallow serving bowl. Step 2. Heat the olive oil and garlic in a medium skillet over medium heat. Cook, swirling, until the garlic is golden, about 2 minutes. Add the cherry tomatoes and cook until they start to soften and break down, 3 to 5 minutes. Season with 1/4 teaspoon salt and the red pepper flakes. Let cool slightly, then stir in the basil. Spoon the cherry tomato mixture over the ricotta. Serve with grilled baguette. The next article is entitled, Some Like It Hot. Choose from 5 fun ways to spice up your next cookout. Recipes by Young Sung Ha, Steve Jackson, and Andy Liang. Our first recipe is for spicy queso burgers. These burgers come with a double dose of heat, chipotle chili powder in the patties, and a jalapeno queso on top. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. For the burgers, you will need 2.25 pounds of ground beef, 80-20, smoked paprika, chipotle chili powder, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, ground cumin, granulated garlic, vegetable oil for the grill, 6 sesame hamburger buns, and pickled jalapenos, lettuce, sliced tomato, and tortilla strips for topping. For the queso, you will need unsalted butter, 1 red jalapeno pepper, chipotle chili powder, ground cumin, whole milk, processed cheese such as Velveeta, and extra sharp cheddar cheese. For the avocado crema, you will need 1 ripe avocado, 1 small clove of garlic, grated lime zest plus 2 tablespoons lime juice from 1 to 2 limes, crema, chopped fresh cilantro, and kosher salt. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. For the burgers, you will need 2.25 pounds of ground beef, 80-20, 2 teaspoons smoked paprika, 1.5 teaspoons chipotle chili powder, kosher salt, and freshly ground pepper, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 teaspoon granulated garlic, vegetable oil for the grill, 6 sesame hamburger buns, and pickled jalapenos, lettuce, sliced tomato, and tortilla strips for topping. For the queso, you will need 1 tablespoon unsalted butter, 1 red jalapeno pepper seeded and finely chopped, 1/4 teaspoon of chipotle chili powder, 1/8 a teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/2 a cup of whole milk, 1/2 a cup of diced processed cheese such as Velveeta, 1/2 a cup of shredded extra sharp cheddar cheese. For the avocado crema, you will need 1 ripe avocado halved and pitted, 1 small clove garlic chopped, 1/2 a teaspoon grated lime zest plus 2 tablespoons lime juice from 1 to 2 limes, 1/3 cup of crema, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh cilantro, and kosher salt. Step 1, make the burgers. Mix the ground beef, paprika, chili powder, 1 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 a teaspoon pepper, the cumin and granulated garlic with your hands in a bowl until combined. Form into 6 4-inch patties about 1/2 inch thick. Make an indentation in the center of each patty with your thumb. Step 2. Preheat a grill to medium-high and oil the grates. Make the queso. Melt the butter in a small saucepan over medium heat. Add the red jalapeno and cook until just softened, about 1 minute. Remove from the heat and stir in the chili powder and cumin until fragrant and combined, about 10 seconds. Stir in the milk, processed cheese, and cheddar and cook over low heat, stirring constantly until melted and smooth. Remove from the heat. Cover and keep warm. The sauce will thicken slightly as it sits. Step 3. Make the avocado crema. Combine the avocado, garlic, lime zest and juice, crema, cilantro, and a pinch of salt in a food processor and process until smooth. Step 4. Grill the patties, indentation side up, until marked on the bottom, about 3 minutes. Flip and cook until mark on the other side and slightly firm, 2 to 3 more minutes. During the last minute of cooking, toast the buns cut side down on the grill. Step 5. Assemble the burgers. Spread the avocado crema on the buns. Sprinkle with pickled jalapenos. Place lettuce and tomato on the bottom buns and top each with a burger patty. Top with the queso, tortilla strips, and the top buns. Our next recipe is for spicy pickle brined fried chicken. If you like spicy pickles, this fried chicken is for you. It's brined in a mix of pickle juice and hot sauce, then topped with hot honey. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Dill pickle juice, plus pickles for serving, hot sauce such as Frank's or Cholula, chopped fresh dill, 3 cloves of garlic, 3 pounds skin-on bone-in chicken parts, breast halved crosswise if using, all-purpose flour, kosher salt, and freshly ground black pepper, paprika, dried dill, cayenne pepper, granulated garlic, onion powder, buttermilk, vegetable oil for frying, unsalted butter, and honey. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 cups dill pickle juice from a 32-ounce jar, plus pickles for serving, 1/2 a cup plus 2 tablespoons hot sauce such as Frank's or Cholula, 1/2 a cup chopped fresh dill, 3 cloves garlic smashed, 3 pounds skin-on bone-in chicken parts, breasts halved crosswise if using, 3 cups all-purpose flour, kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper, 2 teaspoons paprika, 2 1/4 teaspoons dried dill, 2 1/4 teaspoons cayenne pepper, 2 teaspoons granulated garlic, 1 teaspoon onion powder, 2 cups buttermilk, vegetable oil for frying, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, and 2 tablespoons honey. Step 1. Combine the pickle juice, a half a cup of hot sauce, the fresh dill and garlic in a large bowl. Add the chicken, turning to coat. Fully submerge in the brine and refrigerate at least 2 hours and up to 6 hours. Step 2. Meanwhile, whisk the flour, 2 teaspoons each salt and black pepper, the paprika, 2 teaspoons each dried dill and cayenne, the granulated garlic and onion powder in a large bowl. Put the buttermilk in a second large bowl. Stir together 1 teaspoon salt and the remaining 1/4 teaspoon each dried dill and cayenne in a small bowl and set aside. Step 3. Remove the chicken from the brine and pat dry. Discard the brine. Dredge each piece in the flour mixture, then dip in the buttermilk, letting the excess drip back into the bowl. Dip in the flour mixture again until well coated. Transfer to a baking sheet. Step 4. Heat about 3/4 of an inch of vegetable oil in a large, straight-sided or cast iron skillet over medium heat until a deep fry thermometer registers 320 degrees. Carefully add about 1/2 the chicken. The temperature will drop but will increase again. Adjust the heat to maintain a temperature of about 320 degrees. Fry the chicken, turning as needed, until deep golden brown, crisp and cooked through, 10 to 15 minutes. Remove to a rack set on a baking sheet. Repeat with the remaining chicken. Sprinkle all over with the spice-salt mixture and transfer to a platter. Step 5. Microwave the butter in a small microwave-safe bowl until melted, about 20 seconds. Stir in the remaining 2 tablespoons of hot sauce and the honey until smooth. Drizzle over the chicken. Serve with pickles. Our next recipe is for spicy Italian hero hot dogs. Give hot dogs a fiery upgrade. We use jarred Calabrian chilies to spice up the mayonnaise and the pepper relish. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 shallot, red wine vinegar, extra virgin olive oil, dried oregano, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, mayonnaise, jarred Calabrian chilies, jarred banana peppers, 8 10 to 12 inch hot dogs, 8 6 to 8 inch hero rolls split, finely shredded iceberg lettuce. Your ingredients list from this recipe is as follows. 1 shallot, very thinly sliced into rounds and separated into rings. 2 tablespoons red wine vinegar. 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1/2 a teaspoon dried oregano, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1/2 a cup of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon plus 1 teaspoon chopped jarred Calabrian chilies, 1 cup sliced jarred banana peppers finely chopped plus 2 tablespoons of brine, 8 10 to 12 inch hot dogs, 8 6 to 8 inch hero rolls split, 3 cups finely shredded iceberg lettuce from about 1/2 a head. Step 1. Cover the shallot with ice water in a small bowl. Let soak at least 10 minutes. Drain and blot dry. Meanwhile, make the dressing. Whisk the vinegar, olive oil, oregano, and a pinch each of salt and pepper in a small bowl. Mix the mayonnaise with 1 tablespoon Calabrian chilies in a separate small bowl. Combine the banana peppers and brine and the remaining 1 teaspoon Calabrian chilies in another small bowl to make a relish. Step 2. Preheat a grill to high. Grill the hot dogs, turning as needed, until charred in spots and heated through 3 to 4 minutes. During the last minute of cooking, toast the rolls on the grill. Step 3. To assemble, spread the Calabrian chili mayonnaise on the cut sides of the rolls. Put a hot dog in each roll. Toss the shredded lettuce, shallot, and dressing in a bowl, then divide among the hot dogs. Top with the banana pepper relish. Our next recipe is for spicy gochujang pork ribs. Gochujang and gochugaru are responsible for the spicy, umami-packed flavor of these Korean-style ribs. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 2 racks of St. Louis pork ribs, 5 to 6 pounds total. kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, onion, apple, 6 cloves of garlic, ginger, mirin, soy sauce, toasted sesame oil, gochujang, light brown sugar, gochugaru, vegetable oil for the grill, sliced scallions and toasted sesame seeds for topping. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 racks of St. Louis pork ribs, 5 to 6 pounds total, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1/2 small onion cut into chunks, 1/2 apple peeled and cored, 6 cloves of garlic, 1 1.5-inch piece of ginger peeled, 1/4 cup of mirin, 3 tablespoons soy sauce, 2 tablespoons toasted sesame oil, 2/3 of a cup of gochujang, 1/3 of a cup packed light brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of gochugaru, vegetable oil for the grill, sliced scallions and toasted sesame seeds for topping. Step 1. Remove the membranes from the backs of the ribs. Slip a butter knife between the bone and thin membrane on one end of each rack. Grab the loosened membrane with a paper towel, then pull it off. Step 2. Season the racks on both sides with 3/4 teaspoon salt and a few grinds of pepper per rack. Cut each rack in half for easier handling and place in a large bowl or food storage container. Let sit while you make the marinade. Step 3. Combine the onion, apple, garlic, ginger, mirin, soy sauce, and sesame oil in a blender and blend until smooth. Add the gochujang, brown sugar, and gochugaru and blend again until smooth, scraping down the sides as needed. Step 4. Remove 1 cup marinade and spread it all over the ribs until evenly coated. Cover and refrigerate overnight. Refrigerate the remaining marinade and reserve for glazing the ribs. Step 5. Preheat the oven to 300 degrees. Remove the ribs from the refrigerator 30 minutes before cooking. Line a baking sheet with foil and set a wire rack on top. Arrange the ribs meat side up on the rack and bake, rotating the pan halfway through until the meat is tender but not falling apart, 2 hours 15 to 2.5 hours. Step 6. Glaze the ribs. Preheat a grill to medium-high. Clean and oil the grates. Brush the meat side of the ribs with some of the reserved marinade. Arrange the ribs meat side down on the grill and brush the bone side with more marinade. Grill until lightly charred and the marinade looks set 1 to 2 minutes. Flip the ribs and brush the meat side again with the remaining marinade. Grill until lightly charred underneath 1 to 2 minutes. Flip once more to lightly char the meat side 1 to 2 more minutes. Transfer to a cutting board and sprinkle with scallions and sesame seeds. Cut into individual ribs. Our next recipe is for spicy cedar plank jerk salmon. Cedar planks give this salmon a subtle smokiness, and Scotch bonnet chilies bring the heat. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. For the salmon, you will need 6 thick skin-on salmon fillets, 6 ounces each, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 4 scallions, 3 cloves garlic, fresh ginger, fresh thyme, 1 Scotch bonnet chili pepper, dark brown sugar, soy sauce, extra virgin olive oil, ground allspice, lime zest plus 2 tablespoons lime juice. For the salsa, you will need 1 pineapple, extra virgin olive oil, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1 small red onion, 1 Scotch bonnet chili pepper, fresh cilantro, lime juice from 2 to 3 limes, fresh ginger, and ground allspice. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. For the salmon, you will need 6 thick skin-on salmon fillets of 6 ounces each, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 4 scallions roughly chopped, 3 cloves garlic roughly chopped, 1 tablespoon roughly chopped fresh ginger, 1 tablespoon fresh thyme, 1/2 to 1 scotch bonnet chili pepper seeds removed, 3 tablespoons packed dark brown sugar, 2 tablespoons soy sauce, 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1 1/2 teaspoons ground allspice, 1 teaspoon grated lime zest plus 2 tablespoons lime juice. For the salsa, you will need 1 pineapple peeled, cored, and cut into rings, extra virgin olive oil for drizzling, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1/2 of a small red onion, finely diced, 1/4 to 1 scotch bonnet chili pepper, seeds removed, finely chopped, 1/2 cup fresh cilantro chopped, 3 tablespoons lime juice from 2 to 3 limes, 1 teaspoon minced fresh ginger, and 1/4 teaspoon ground allspice. Step 1. Place 3 medium 5x11-inch or 6 small 5x7-inch cedar grilling planks in a large baking dish and cover with water. Place a weight on top to keep them submerged and soak for at least 2 hours before grilling. Step 2. Prepare the salmon. Season the salmon fillets all over with salt and pepper and place skin side down in a baking dish. Let sit while you make the marinade. Step 3. Combine the scallions, garlic, ginger, thyme, and 1/2 a scotch bonnet pepper in a food processor. Pulse until finely chopped. Add the brown sugar, soy sauce, olive oil, allspice, and lime zest and juice. Process until smooth, scraping down the sides as needed. Taste and add more scotch bonnet if desired. Spread the marinade all over the top and sides of the salmon fillets. Cover and marinate for 2 hours in the refrigerator. Step 4. About 1/2 hour before you're ready to grill the salmon, preheat a grill to medium-high. Make the salsa. Drizzle the pineapple rings with olive oil and season with salt and pepper. Grill until marked, about 1 minute per side. Reduce the grill heat to medium. Step 5. Dice the grilled pineapple and combine with the red onion, 1/4 of the minced scotch bonnet, the cilantro, lime juice, ginger and allspice in a medium bowl. Season with salt and pepper and stir. Taste and add more scotch bonnet if desired. Step 6. Place the soaked planks on the grill grates and close the lid. Have a spray bottle of water nearby in case the planks catch fire at the edges. When the planks start to smoke and char 3 to 5 minutes, flip them and place the salmon fillets skin side down on the charred sides. Spoon any leftover marinade from the dish on top of the fillets. Step 7. Close the grill again and cook until the salmon is lightly browned 9 to 13 minutes for medium doneness. Check the planks periodically for flare-ups. Transfer to a platter or serve on the planks with the pineapple salsa. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.